But
okay.
The views and opinions expressed in the Straight like, Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Locked It Crowd TV. This show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from it. Enjoy the show.
I see it.
See, you don't watch none of the Lou Youngs. Them shits be hilarious.
You know what? He hit or miss for me. He hit or miss. Sometimes he be killing me. And sometimes I'm like, who thinks this nigga's funny?
You do. You think he's funny.
Nah, because he's not funny all the time. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like I said, sometimes. Sometimes I be laughing. And sometimes I'm like, yo, the niggas like this? Like, that's how I feel. I'm not going to... I mean, he can be funny, so I'm not going to say he don't be. I mean,
he be hating, bro.
Hey, guys. I'm El Uno.
I'm Trey V. The Wonder.
This is the Straight Dope Show. I hope you're watching it on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do.
He's a hater.
We know this, though. Like, there's 300 episodes of me hating.
No, seriously. I just live my truth.
There's at least, like, and I'm not a hater like that. I don't care. Do your thing. I just got critiques.
You're not the only one.
Like, and yeah, whatever you do, it's like, am I a hater? I feel like when I'm not stopping you, I'm not gonna stop you. I'm gonna just say, hey, dog, you should probably. You know what I mean,
I just gotta say something. That's one of them things where it's like you don't, but I feel like I do.
And that's the thing. I never say anything to you. I'll talk shit. Like I'm not, but I'm gonna come up to you and be like, this shit whack. Blah, blah, blah. I'm never. I would never.
I might. It really depends.
Well, if you're in my face and asking me my opinion, then yes. But I'm not just gonna walk up to you and tell you that I think what you do is whack. That's fucked up. I wouldn't do that. You do this shit because you like it. Do you think?
I'm gonna ask questions. Why do you do it like
this? That's a hater. Like, because I don't even care. Just do your thing. I just let you know how I feel about it. You like, nah, something's wrong. What's up with this? Why?
I have some questions. I gotta ask questions. Anyway, let's get to something today.
Football, dog. It's been the biggest thing all weekend. I did some acid and laid on the couch and watched some football.
Nice.
You
had an eventful weekend.
That shit was a great Saturday, dog. The fucking first quarter of the Ravens game lasted like 7 hours. Like, bruh, I'm laying on the couch just tripping out, and I keep like coming to, going back, and this thing is like
still the first quarter.
It's crazy. Yo. Hey, and Lamar Jackson is him. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care.
All right, so I feel like this, and I've been just wanting him to win MVP, but not at the expense of my team. So you know how everybody just keeps telling us we're just going to get our ass whooped, and then we already got our ass whooped once. I went to the game and saw us get our ass whooped. So it's like, I understand. But, we got payback for the last time we went to the Super Bowl.
It's okay.
And lost to them. So I don't really want to hear it.
Look, Doug, I'm going to just tell you right now, Lamar Jackson is a Terminator.
Look,
like if you watch his highlights, bro. Then and tell me who on your team gonna catch him. That's all I'm gonna ask.
Then we are all of the Connors and the people and everybody else that throughout the years that he ran into.
You understand the Terminator won damn near every time. Like, at the end of the day, the Terminator was still moving, bro. He was never defeated. You never got rid of the Terminator. They kept making new ones. They like, yo, we're going to take that.
You know the Matrix is involved with the Terminator?
Is it?
Those are all in the same universe.
Oh, word?
Yeah, so when you get to where the machines win, right,
mm-hmm.
you get to the Neo stuff.
Mm. So like I said,
where you fighting the machine?
So like I said, the machines win, and
are you already here?
They already got you in the pod. So yeah, and Lamar Jackson, one of them. Did you see? I don't know if you've seen it, bro. The way he move and make his decisions, he faster than everybody. He just runs.
Like, where'd he go?
We've never caught him, so yeah, I understand. We're gonna beat them somehow.
And also and I'm gonna tell you, this is also why he's the Terminator. When niggas try to tackle him, they get hurt.
Because he's too fast.
No, bruh, no. They hit him. They make contact. They the ones that tackled him. But he pop up. Back to the huddle. The nigga that hit him is laying on the ground like, hey, dog, hey. I seen it three times.
Nah, but it ain't just him. It's any really good offensive player like that. It's hard to stop a moving object.
Absolutely.
And when you're good on your feet like that,
bruh,
it's hard to stop. He don't have to necessarily be like, what's his name, Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Where you're just huge and it's hard to bring you down.
Nah, bruh. They don't know where to put their body to stop you, and they hurt themselves trying to. Every exactly. time. Like, I seen that and was like, bro, how come they hit when someone's like, is he just decking them? What's happening?
You can't do this. You can try. So you're going to hurt yourself trying.
We talking about the Ravens, and we was about to talk about the Niners, but I feel like we got to give a little bit of respect to the two teams that got the beat.
That's cold. Because I would hope to, I would not like to come back next week. And it's like, oh, we lost to, you know, Detroit. And we got to talk about it.
We got to give him a little bit.
But it's reality. We just did, what, 10 minutes? As if they didn't exist, like, bruh, this whole game.
The whole time we've been talking, we only got them two teams the up there.
That's Patrick Mahomes, man. Lamar, bro. He like Jordan, though. He kind of like Jordan.
That's what other people been saying,
still looking like Lamar might be him, though.
Lamar had two throwing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns, 100 yards rushing, and 100 passer rating.
Yes.
Who gonna do? Huh?
Look, man, we gonna put together a plan. They gonna put together a plan. Let them get past them first. Patrick Mahomes can still win. We gotta pay them back, too. So either way, we do this. You know what I'm saying? Niners got something for them.
No, they don't.
Niners got something for everybody.
Nah, you know who got something for you? Them Lions.
The Detroit Lions. You know what?
I'm not
gonna disrespect them.
You know why I know they got something for you? Just because everybody's on their team. Like, they whole, when you say the city's with them, it's been God knows how many years since Barry Sanders took them to the playoffs. Like, yo, and they still loyal? They still holding it down?
That's why we know they gonna lose. Because you ain't supposed to be this far. And the Niners is, we the ones.
I mean, all right, so check this out. In my head, even though they got the Niners and the Ravens colors on the Super Bowl thing, the Lions winning is, you know how we always talk about for the city, what it does for the area and the region. As down as Detroit been over the last 10 to 15 years, just as we talk about the city, right? We don't live there, but as the discussion about the town comes up, it's always down in the dumps. So them winning could be the turning point to bring Detroit back to a major city again.
Man, bump all that. All right? They're going to lose because they're a worse team. This is honestly going to be the one where we actually, we're lighter. We're going to probably whoop their ass. And it'll be that one where it's like, hey, the Niners is rolling, blah, blah, blah. They might look like they can actually beat Lamar and them. And that's going to be the what do you call it?
The narrative?
Story. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going into the next week.
I mean, I hear you, but I like to think that it's all made up and they do this shit. They do this shit for reasons we don't understand.
I think it's made up to an extent.
No, like, I feel like it's made up in that we be boosting economies and things with the moves we make. So because we know that, because we know how much power we have. Right? Like I said, bro, when you watch the production, if you don't just tune in and think, like, oh, it's like a high school game, blah, blah, blah. If you look at all the money spent just to put this game on TV for you, you like, nigga, what dumbass don't know who about to win? Like, if I run this, I'm Vince McMahon out here. I gotta be. Because it's too much money.
And this is why you should be on the West Coast side. We represent the tech companies. and all
we just
and
had a discussion on old news about them tech companies. Fuck them niggas.
Hold up, but hold up, and all the new money.
Fuck them niggas too.
But no, but hey, it's still what they represent.
Yeah, fuck all, that's why niggas don't like you.
That's why like, niggas I get don't it, like you. I just gotta say it out loud. This is what they represent. Yeah,
fuck out of here.
So when they come up every single year, I feel like the Niners are going to be one of those teams that are going to be in this conversation every single year, whether they win or not.
To be fair, the Niners are like the Cowboys, except they win more.
Right? Yeah, but we might not win. Like, this might be another year where they get to the championship, even if they get past the championship, and
nobody
lose.
Nobody cares, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like, as far as the 49ers go, as long as y'all in the playoffs and y'all a good organization, right, from what it looks like, y'all's pretty solid. As long as y'all stay in the race, it's, oh, that was a good year. We'll get them next year. Same shit with the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. It's like, y'all good enough. And then it's like, oh, and then people like to laugh at you, but you more valuable as a loser than you are winning. Because how many people would be sad if, how many people tune in to Stephen A to talk about the Cowboys when they lose?
A lot.
How many tune in to see him talk about them when they win? You see what I'm saying? It's like, bro, the economy moves when this happens. So when you see the whole picture.
People want to see Lamar win as well.
You see what I'm saying?
So it's like, that's why I feel like, you know, these two teams are going to be the ones that are in there. From the ones that are, you know, left standing as well.
And
Patrick Mahomes throws a wrench in that because people like
Patrick Mahomes is an X factor. And just the energy that the Lions come out with or don't is a factor, right? Those two things can put a wrench in the whole shit. But the teams on the field are better. The Niners are better when they're healthy, and the Ravens is just demolishing it, right?
They look like a juggernaut.
So,
yeah, their defense look crazy good. That's one of them teams. If they don't win this year, it's like they might win it next year and the year after. For the Niners, this is more like this should be the year, because if it ain't, we might not. You know what I mean? It's the hope.
That's
the
difference. I hear you, but I think
This is their best opportunity. This is not going to be the Ravens' best opportunity. They're going to have more just like this.
Yeah.
It's not like that for the Niners.
Why would you say that?
This is the best team they've had.
You don't think they can keep them together going forward?
They've had good teams that got close before, and they didn't win. This is the best opportunity they've had. This is the most hope you've ever had to win one.
Okay.
And you're still going up against the team
that can beat you.
They could be better than you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we haven't even got there yet. We're just assuming that they're going to beat the Detroit Lions. They might not.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this should be the year. I don't think it's like that for the Ravens. Even if they lose, they'll be back. They'll be back.
So you're not... So you don't think Brock Purdy's that dude?
I like Brock Purdy.
Because I hear what you're saying.
You know what? We definitely need to talk about him, because the discourse around his name is kind of ridiculous. People don't like him in so many reasons and so many ways. They have so many, you know, just thoughts of ways of breaking them down.
But you know what? I think Brock Purdy, because we don't know, I'm speculating, of course, but I think Brock Purdy is like Barry Bonds in that, nigga, I do my thing. Don't be talking to me stupid. Don't ask me no dumb shit. I'm going to talk to you. If you talk to me stupid, I'm going to talk to you stupid, period. You say
he don't have the personality the media likes.
Right. Like, and he gonna answer the questions like, bro, they talked about how, asking him about how much he make versus him. He's like, bro, I don't know. I take my paycheck home. Fuck you. Like, basically, what the fuck you mean? Like, who cares? Like, so,
you're not giving us nothing.
You're not giving us what we want. You're not giving us those San Francisco quarterback sound bites, nigga. We had Joe Montana. We had Steve Young. We had cats.
Garoppolo.
We had cats they that would talk. Jimmy. We had cats they that would talk. And
I don't even know what he sounds like, bro. But they love him.
But that's what I'm saying, is we have cats that would that were great for the media.
Yeah. He's not that bad. So I can give him that. But it's, when you're looking at his skills as a player, he's done it all. He can throw it. He can make the tight ones.
He a big time player, dog.
But the problem is, he's still young, and there's still young mistakes to make. And that's what I keep trying to remind other people.
But I mean,
he's like 22, 23.
There's still, being a quarterback is, I got to stand on my decisions. Period. There's mistakes is mistakes, and you're gonna be Ben Roethlisberger out there. It's like I'm trying to win. I'm
that's
do
why
what
I don't
think.
Have a problem with him, win or lose.
That's what I'm saying.
I believe in him, but when I say the team like being as great as it is, mm-hmm. Debo, what's his name?
Kittle,
CMC. It's like he had one of the best years of Niner history.
He had one of the best years ever, bro. Since Emmitt Smith, he's the only person to lead the league in rushing from game one through the season.
He might do this again next year.
CMC is great.
He might not, though. This might be the last year he ever is this good. That could be a thing, especially with a running back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm looking at it like, you know, we hope that this is the year. And I keep telling people who keep coming at me with the negativity, y'all going to lose. And like, even Niner fans.
Stop dashing my hopes.
Dude, a lot of Niner fans, I hope, man. I don't know, man. I'm like, yo.
Have faith.
This is the year, man. If it's not this year, then what year is it going to be?
That's hilarious. Because I'm glad you. Thank you for the perspective. Because I would have never thought about it like that.
They ain't going to mean they're going to win.
Right.
You just hope. That's last game.
Hey,
it's funny.
Bruh, Brock big time.
Did you see that last game?
Mm-hmm.
He was looking terrible the whole game. And that's all people wanted to focus on.
But. I mean, they didn't. The announcers made the point though, because it's raining and he's switching between bare hand and glove. So those times where he was fucking up, like he
was trying,
bro, in the middle of the drop back, he wiping his hand off. He like
got grip,
like now the ball's wet.
It was looking bad though.
Hey, but he got that shit together.
Because what's his name? Jordan Love was looking big time for a minute.
Yeah.
So, but it's one of those things where I'm like, he pulled it together in the end,
uh-huh.
And he doesn't get that credit like Tom Brady would get that credit.
Yeah.
Tom Brady could have a terrible game all the way up into fourth quarter drive where it's like you gave him time.
I don't give a fuck. All Tom Brady's games is terrible until that fourth quarter. That's it. Tom Brady, like, yeah.
That's what the boy just did. But we're not talking about it that. So it's like, I see there's a lot of just weird narrations going around the kid. So if he does win it,
but I think it's
wonder how it's going to change.
I think it's because he don't talk.
But he had the year that he just had that was one of the best mm-hmm. in Niner history. If he does win, all of this talk that happened this year doesn't just go away. We remember how you talked about it. So what happens after do they win?
Nah. Yeah. Hell nah. Yeah. You know why I'm saying nah? Because I've been around enough football seasons to remember who they hyped up at the beginning and then who came out as the best, right? And it was like, yo, who? Sam Darnold? what was Bradford? Wasn't there a Bradford there somewhere?
What happened to the Cincinnati kid?
Yeah.
He was killing last year,
you
too.
See what, same. You see what I'm saying? That's the same thing. It's just like, dog, they go hype you up, or they go talk about you, because they talked about him, too. And then they move on, man. So it's like, whatever you do.
I don't remember his name right now. Shit, you know?
But like that's because the conversation moved on to Brock Purdy. Like, yo, mm-hmm. we hype you up.
Sensation.
We hype you up, good or bad, until we don't see you no more. Then when we don't see you, are you old news? We're not talking about that.
In 7 years, if he has a good game, we'll talk about him like mm-hmm. he was Kirk Cousins, bro. He always comes to
the clutch. Yep. Kirk Cousins, exactly. You know how bad they talked about Kirk Cousins his whole career.
When you really think about it, yeah. He's nice.
Bro,
you
Kirk know, Cousins just was the name they would pull up to be like, he's not as bad as Kirk Cousins.
Like, it's like, but Kirk Cousins isn't bad. What's wrong with Kirk Cousins?
Yo.
It's not good enough.
So it's the same. So
you
that's
know
the
what?
Same thing.
Who's the one that you don't like that you stopped betting on? What's his name?
Josh Allen.
One that just lost.
Yeah. Josh Allen.
He's
or
about
lose.
As good as Kirk Cousins is.
Josh Allen is a great quarterback, bro. Like,
he's about as good as Kirk Cousins is.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about it like
hell
that.
Hell nah.
We will never talk about
yo,
it like that.
And nobody.
People will probably listen to what I just said and be like, that's blasphemous.
Bruh, I came in here week after week and lost money because of Josh Allen. Win or lose on his part. I bet on him to win, he lose. I bet on him to lose, he win. All right, bro, I'm not fucking with you no more. And all he's done is been 50-50 the whole way. Hey, shout out. Hold on. I got to shout out my Buffalo folks that went out there and shoveled the stadium.
Hey, he was getting that money, though.
I appreciate you, dog.
He said $20.
Hey, 20 an hour.
Especially out there.
20 an hour, bruh. And I got food. I'm out here.
Oh, we got perks out here? We usually just be out here in the snow wrestling and stuff, just waiting for the game to come.
I get to be on the field, shovel some snow, son. I got you.
Yeah. It was on the line having a good time. Why not?
I would too.
Snow coming down like crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like we do this all the time.
But they said there is a travel advisory.
I bet
except
you
for the folks going to shovel some snow.
But you know the difference, though? The people who was traveling was going to be like people in Teslas, breaking down on the road. Fucking up because you don't know what you're doing out here.
Them cats going to shovel snow, they know what's up.
They know what's up. Like I said, we do this all the time. We know how to travel out here. It's like it's a blizzard, but it ain't that bad. You know what I mean? And like the wind ain't even moving that hard. It's just cold.
That's funny out as hell because that's probably how they like. We from California, bro. We don't live in the snow. Like a little bit of snow to on the ground, us, nigga.
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Don't go nowhere. Like,
why is this snow? You know that different kind of shiver where it's down to your bones, like you ain't never felt it before.
Hell yeah!
But that shiver is like 40 degrees.
It ain't negative 20.
Close to below.
It ain't negative nothing. 40 degrees. I'm like, yo, I need to be in the house, turn the heater on, put some socks on.
We be tripping. All right? 40 degrees, we be tripping. 50 degrees, we tripping. It's ice cold in the house.
It's too cold in the house. If it's 50 degrees in the house, the heater's on.
Bro, that's a good day for them. That's a damn good day for them.
Again, shout out to y'all. I started off saying shout out to y'all, and I'm saying it again. Shout out to y'all. Do we have more football on there?
We do got the Bills up there.
Do we?
Mm-hmm. Why? What are we going to say about the Bills? Oh, they tricked it off at the end. You know, them field goal kickers, since they moved that shit back, just getting an extra point has been tough, right?
Yeah.
But it seems like even then, like the regular, you know, 40s and whatever, when we need a kick, a lot of people just miss. This was for the game winner right here. Well, the tie-up, actually. This was for the tie-up.
But I mean,
he just missed.
Bomani said it best. If your game is in your kicker's hands, you was never gonna win anyway.
So, I feel you on that. But you know how they say defense wins championships. This is why Harbaugh was such a good coach. Not John, Jim.
Jim,
because he knew if I have a championship level defense, it don't fucking matter. I just need a good enough kicker to make sure we always put points up on the board. And that's what you do all the way because they not going to put up points on
but
the board.
But that, like, again, that's not.
It works.
It's a strategy that means you know you shit on offense, which is like, what kind of team is that?
No, you're not following.
No, I heard what you said. I'm cool. I heard what you said, but you're not. If you relying on your kicker to put points on the board, you have no faith in your offense to do their job. So why do you even have an offense?
I think it's more of, once again, because defense wins championships, I hang myself on that first. And everything else is the bonus.
No, and so, and that's that. And while it's a strategy, I do not, it's a team. It's not, your defense don't play both sides of the ball. What these other niggas doing?
Can't put up points, dude.
No, but that,
they real good.
A kicker.
This is why Seattle was so fucking dominant. And then they should have just read it, and we did some stupid stuff. So, you know, they could have had two.
A kicker is good for bonus shit, right? And if it come down to it, you would hope he made it. But again, if it come down to it, there's been a lot of other failures for you to get to this point. There's been a lot of other niggas not executing for you to get to this point. It wasn't like, oh, we played a perfect game, and it was just down to that last play, and the kicker fucked up. It was like, nah, bro. There was penalties and turnovers all the way through this bitch. There was missed passes and dropped balls and all the way through this bitch. But we gonna blame the kicker, dog? All right, bro, whatever.
Although I do agree with you, I'm gonna just throw this out there just again because of my point. Every team that
what's his name? Tom Brady won on.
Yeah, Vinatieri.
Had a great defense.
Hey, but no. Hey, no, they didn't. They had an okay defense, and they had an amazing kicker. That nigga was making 50-footers in the yard, or 50-yarders in the snow. We seen it. We seen Brett doing the snow angels, dog. They had an amazing kicker.
So the kicker mattered, didn't it?
On a team that's mediocre. Are you niggas mediocre? All them Patriots teams was mediocre.
Man. Huh? You're trying to make it seem like the kicker don't matter and the kicker matters.
The kicker matters. I'm saying he matters if you make him matter. If you fucking niggas up.
He should matter.
He shouldn't, dog.
Should matter all.
He should be a great. There's those, you know what? No. The
kicker matters.
The kicker should be. Move. The kicker should be a great cherry on top. You right. Those games when you can't move, the weather and all this other shit. That's when you need him, right? But when there's multiple failures before he even get out there, y'all can't be like, ah, you blew it for us, nigga. You fumbled, nigga. You dropped the ball, nigga. Like the fuck? Like are we pointing fingers or what? Everybody failed. Fuck that.
Literally, that's what we do in football.
Yeah,
if you ever listen? Because I know, I do. Listening. I don't even like listening to football radio talk or mm-hmm. whatever because it's just pointing the fingers.
Yeah,
my
stance is it's a team thing. Y'all, it takes. The quarterback don't win the games by itself, mm-hmm. right? His line got to do their work. The folks got to catch the ball.
It's funny,
his defense still got to show up.
He had a lot of drop balls out there, and a lot of dudes was just like, oh.
No, hey, no, look. He had, they dropped the ball, and he had some underthrown passes, mm-hmm. right? That's what I'm saying. It's not just he was a bad quarterback that day. It's like, nah, bro, look at these cats. look at what's going on.
It's a bad day out here, Gerald.
So, and I feel like the kicker, yes, of course, the kicker has one job. Right, that's their job is to do that. But again, ain't that a rookie kicker? Yeah. Come on, dog. Come on, man. That you gonna put? It's all the pressures on him because y'all can't do your fucking job. like, and my thing is, it's easy to blame the kicker, bro.
Kicker.
Look, it's easy to blame the kicker when you got 8 or 9 coaches up in the box that can't get it right. We don't even know their name. You ever see the cameras when they put it on the offensive coordinator? There's 12 other motherfuckers around him. It's the kicker, bro. He missed the kick. So y'all couldn't game plan us to get a fucking win from the skybox. And y'all mad because the kicker didn't fucking kick it right at 15 degrees or 15 degrees in the weather and the wind blowing and shit. Fuck these niggas, son.
Scott really started this off just to say, oh, man, that really sucked. They had a chance.
I gotta stand up for the kickers, nigga.
And it didn't go in.
I gotta stand up
that
for him.
That shit hooked immediately. It was so bad.
It was a bad kick. I didn't see it. But if it hooked like that. But again, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, damn, that sucks. But y'all not talking about the nigga that dropped it in the end zone. Y'all not talking about the nigga that put it on the turf.
Because it's really funny. I've seen every single time I've seen a kicker, fuck up on that last play. They always go back and sit on the bench, and they just be like,
Because their job is done.
But
it's a wrap.
No, but it's not like I fucked up, but you still got your head up. Like,
hell
at
nah.
least I was out there and we tried. It's always head down. Like, this is gonna haunt me.
Yeah, it is.
And the rest of the team most likely hates me.
You seen Ace Ventura, right? Laces out. Like, nah. It's gonna haunt you forever.
It ain't even just the fans that come down and the media that comes down on the kicker. Your team and you yourself. It's that position,
but no,
has so much more pressure on it than we've ever actually spoken to.
And it shouldn't. like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, no, everything you're saying is accurate, and there's no way that the kicker. There's how many people on the field? Is it 11 or 12? It's 11 offense, 11 defense. Bro, so 22 starters plus they subs. And it's on him, on the kid? All right, bro. Do your job better. That's how I feel.
Hey, man.
Do your job better.
Hey, man.
Can you let him out?
Oh, buddy.
All right, bro.
Peace out, Holmes. He's like, I was just trying to chill with y'all for a minute.
Like, yeah, for a little bit, know what I mean?
I'm ready to go.
But, yeah,
it makes me feel bad.
It's rough.
It makes me feel bad.
I mean, but that's their job. Eh?
We got a kicker like that, too. And I've already said it.
You got a rookie kicker or one that's not reliable?
I think he's a rookie. Okay. He's also not reliable. The whole year, he's been pretty ass. And, you know, if it comes down to him, you know, if he made it, it's going to be like one of those, like, whoa, he really made it. That's crazy. He's been ass all
year. I think that nobody will ever say Adam Vinatieri was likely the best kicker ever. But we have been lucky to witness him kicking and winning games.
Yeah, bro. Nobody's going to say that shit.
They get all the
ridicule, none of the glory.
None of it. And it's like, bro, Adam Vinatieri won how many of Tom Brady's Super Bowls? Like, bro.
All the credit, bro.
Like, all the credit. A lot of your games was close. Man. Two point wins.
He could have hooked some of those. And it was long field goals.
Bro. My point. They weren't chips. Them was 50, 60 yarders, bro. Cold weather booming. Too, bro. In the snow, in the rain. Booming. Son, give him his respect because that shit's hard. You seen Cash Judd try to do it off the tee and in the parking lot, bro.
So you know what? Sideways. I'm not gonna cut down on the Bills kicker. You know, get him next time. You gonna get him next time
it if he got a job.
Moving on. In NBA news, Pascal Siakam was traded.
Good for him. I guess I don't know. I couldn't. I mean,
this was so big.
You know what? Like,
he was the main person that they kept talking about all just every single day. Every single day.
Is he a difference maker like that?
I didn't think so.
Yeah, that's my. That's
but
my...
You know how they say, well, this team wants a young guy and four first round picks. And
what is young?
A young and up and coming kid. Like a.
He not a kid.
Like a lot. No, they want. In return.
Oh, in return.
We want a young guy. Okay. In three or four first round picks. And you'd be like, yo,
for him?
For him. But what they got for him was some kid and three first round picks.
And then they traded him to get RJ Barrett and OG. Didn't RJ go to Toronto? OG.
Yeah, they did that. That was a different trade, though. Oh. That was a different trade. But. The one with Pascal was the one where it was like, my team was in it, mm-hmm. Your team was in it, Pacers were in it.
Bro, everybody was in it.
Because the Heat. Pascal was the best player on the market at the time. And the Pacers, they trying to beat them boys now.
Yeah, no, the Pacers going for it.
Definitely going for it because they kind of had a team. It was kind of coming together.
That Halliburton trade really worked out for them.
Now he's got somebody that can roll to the rim, mm-hmm. create his own shot.
Bro, he had
50. They had no defense. They got some defense.
We'll see. I mean, that what does that do for everybody else, though? Because I guess that makes the Pacers better, but does it mean anything for anybody else? Because I seen they was talking about Wiggins for D'Lo again.
That was just stupid. I think, you know how, so... I want to be in this sphere where I can talk about things and people just believe me.
Oh, you want to be like Cat Williams?
But like, yeah. But if you're smart enough to just put two and two together, right? Mm-hmm. Say, oh, this makes sense. You can start floating things out early. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people catch on when they catch on. But you can always say, I was saying this first, right? So.
You could just throw all your dumb ideas out.
It's not necessarily that it's a dumb idea. If you know the team well enough and you know another team well enough, you can say, well, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. They could do this. And if you shooting in the ballpark, you were right, right? When it comes down to it later on. That's basically all these dudes do when they have the names Shams and shit and Woes and all of them. They don't be knowing a motherfucking thing.
They just be guessing.
Until it actually happens. When the trade goes down, they might be the first one that finds out. Mm-hmm. That could be true.
But before that point,
they didn't know nothing.
They just talking out their ass, and you believe them because they can shoot in the ballpark. Oh, I can put two and two together and say this makes sense.
I already know my shit just be Instagram posts. Like it don't even be a Wozier or Shams. It just be cast with ideas to be like, ooh, what if?
But when you get to the ones that say Wiggins for D'Lo and shit, right?
Again,
they just saying shit just because it's funny and the money works out.
Again,
just come on, bro. Why are y'all like this?
Because that's funny, bro. How you keep getting traded for each other?
The fucked up part is, when I think about people like Russ, who should have never been traded from Washington in the first place because they kind of needed him.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talked about it enough to the point where the team believed, you know what, it's probably a good idea to just trade him off the team. It's like, you can't carry enough like illogical, stupid shit to change the team. Like, the weight of your words can't matter if you really want to keep up in that dumpster.
That's the problem with Marvel and shit. Like, yo, don't listen to the fans, dog.
Right,
or actually, if you listen to them, it's too much.
Listen to them too much, and I found out I'm one of those people.
Hmm.
I do that shit.
So you bitching about the shit and then be mad when they do the shit?
I didn't think about what franchise it was that I do it with. It's DBZ. And the Dragon Ball, all of it, because after Dragon Ball, the power system doesn't make sense. They just get stronger, and some new thing comes, and they get stronger, and they yell or whatever. It just was ridiculous, right? But there's a point where after Dragon Ball, he starts flying and shit, and you know, and it's getting to that point where it's like, yo, he's really cool, but. How far are we going with this? Then he beats Frieza in Dragon Ball Z. After he beats Frieza, and he is a Super Saiyan, right? And he chopped the planetary nigga down that was the ruler of the galaxy and stuff. We probably should have ended it there. And anything after that could have been a movie where it's like the new big-ass villain where we just grow some superpower. And it didn't really make any sense, but it didn't matter because it was a movie. My gripe is with that. Hard. It's fucking stupid. But any person that loves anime and any show like that, that's the one.
You just rock with it.
Because that was the one.
Just rock
with it. Everybody loves Goku.
And you got a problem.
I talk about it like Eminem and Nas.
Wow.
See what I mean?
Wow.
See what I mean?
Yo, it's funny that you got like a trinity of shit you hate.
Just because I like to be a hard ass about shit. Hey. Like, I listen to him.
Dude, like, damn, son. Yeah, you.
Like, I can rap more words from the Illmatic than most niggas can.
I feel like if I showed Nas the messages you've sent, it would be crazy. I don't think he'd be mad. He'd just be like, what'd I do
to you? Like, he'd be like, wow.
Like, what I do?
Same with him. Him is like, I feel like I always tried to give the caveat. It ain't even him.
It's his fans,
bro.
But you was still
but go in on you. But it ain't because of you, bro. It's because of your fans. Every time.
They fucking suck.
Bro, they would both be like, nigga, I've never done any. I don't even know you.
How do we personally affect you so much?
Right. Like, how do we create so much vitriol? You can just turn it off.
It didn't have to matter. Like, me and my side 80 years, right? Especially after learning that about Nas, I was like, oh, man, really?
That nigga Nas is what? Nas is legit a legend, bro. Like, that's like, Nas is.
Fall back.
Nas, one of them ones. Like, it's not too many of them.
Man.
So, speaking of the NBA.
Yeah, man.
Kevin Durant wants to know why he's not considered one of the GOATs.
Because you're not. You're not one of the GOATs. That's why.
Period.
Do you want to talk about it in depth?
I mean,
I think he wants us to talk about it in depth to get a real understanding.
We got bullet points.
The funny part is, he's like how I am with the comments, where it's like you want to see what people have to say. He does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he already knows. He already knows what everybody has to say, but he's still going to pose the question. I just don't understand why.
Oh, you don't? All right, dog. So check it out.
Like, we can say it to your face if you want to say right. it to your face.
Like, winning doesn't follow you, bro. You know why LeBron is one of the GOATs? Because he didn't brought championships to multiple cities.
Everywhere he
multiple
goes.
Times.
They don't win. That nigga won with AD.
In the
street clothes.
In the worst basketball environment ever.
But hold up. You know how you see Batman and every yeah. time he come in with Robin, even if Robin look cool, it don't even matter. Whether he got whatever he got on, it don't even matter. Don't matter which Robin it is. This nigga gets fucked up at some point, right? And then Batman
gotta go has save to save him.
In the end. That's AD. Right?
Fuck.
That's he's right. not Kyrie Irving. Nah, Kyrie Irving
had the handles, bro. Kyrie
was the nicest Robin ever. Whatever Robin that is, that was Kyrie. When you got to AD, that's the nigga that died. Whatever, Jason Todd or whatever, the nigga that died. That's who he had.
Damn, son. This is right.
That's fucked up. But for real, though, like, he be bringing everybody up with him.
He brought it, bro. He got to the finals.
This nigga is 47 years old, and he's still out there looking crazy good, dunking from damn near the free throw line and shit. Doing all kind of incredible athleticness.
Absolutely.
This nigga is all of a whole half a century.
He making him older every time. Nah, but you right though, bro. Like, that's why LeBron is who he is. Jordan is who he is because of the three back-to-back twice. And the scoring championships, defensive player of the year, MVP all in one year. Ain't nobody done that. Yeah, nobody done that since. Ain't
nobody done that. Kobe was on some shit, but he didn't.
He didn't do that. You know what I mean? Nah. And then how you gonna get over Kobe? Hold up.
Remember I wanted to talk about that? I did want to talk about that.
We got a whole episode about that. The whole thing is dedicated to Kobe.
But so we did talk about
we
that.
We did
so
talk about it.
Just that quick. I was getting ready to do it again.
But back to Kevin Durant, you're not
one of those guys.
As good as you are.
You're not one of those guys. Nah. That guy you played with, he's one of those guys. You aren't Magic, bro.
Yeah.
You're not a Magic. Mm-mm. That, like, you know, he's the one who's reigned as one of the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not that guy.
Nah. Right? He's not. And it's one of those things that how you affect the teams you play on matters, right? It don't even matter that you left, because as we see with LeBron, right? No matter what, he done been to Miami, Cleveland twice, and he in L.A. now.
I go champion, like baseball players?
Like I said, man, where
I go championships, follow. That's
it.
Why they pay for me.
And wherever Kevin Durant goes, seem to be drama follow. It's always conversations. There's always some shit going on that's not basketball related, not championship related. So I can't consider you a greatest of all time if I'm not discussing you with championships all the time. Like, when we have that debate with LeBron and Jordan, we always talk about who got what when. You're not even in there.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. But it's not that we're saying you're not good.
Right.
It's not that. It's just that you're not one of the greatest.
Right.
And he wants to be one of the greatest
then
because
nigga
of his skill set.
Win six championships.
He's won two.
When, no, all right, get FOMO. See, it seemed fucked up, but we don't
that's
say
what we did with LeBron. But we don't. He only asked for.
Doug, we don't even say we don't say because we talk about championships, but we don't call Robert Horry great.
Nah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, dog, you can have the championships. The numbers in championships don't matter. It's the fact that everywhere you go is dysfunction. Everywhere you go, you want to leave. It's not, I'm a stay here, make these niggas leave, and I'm a building.
I'm going to leave. I'm going to make this work out. You had several teams that were great and couldn't do it. Couldn't get out of the first round a couple of times. So, you know what I mean? So
couldn't even get on the court with one of them.
Yeah, nah, you're not the guy, bro. You're not that guy. Like, we love you for what you have done, though. It's like Allen Iverson.
Yes.
Allen Iverson was my favorite,
mm-hmm.
but I'm never going to say he was one of the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He had one of the greatest couple years, but that was a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you because that falls in line with me because as somebody that was around, bro, Allen Iverson was great, but he not greatest of all time. He my favorite. He favorite crossover, bro. He got to fly his Reeboks. He's still not the greatest of all time. That's just not what it is. Mm-hmm. Like because championships matter. The way you affect your teammates and shit matter. And if the only stories coming out about you are not about winning and greatness, how can you be considered greatest of all time?
How can we do that?
Right? Yeah. Like, when you look at LeBron and it's like, dog, you took Boobie Gibson. I bring this up every time because bruh's name is Boobie. And he is in the NBA Finals. And you can't name the other three people on that starting five.
So, I also want to talk about the Steph Curry effect. Because his name is attached to Steph Curry, Steph Curry always gets disparaged for what he's achieved as well.
I don't think you can do that no more.
After winning that last one, where it's just like you say, LeBron won with, you know, and they brought him up.
Bro, it's one thing when...
His best player was Wiggins.
Yeah.
See Wiggins now.
No, it's one thing when you went in with Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, right? Mm-hmm. It's one thing if say that Brooklyn team had worked out and Kevin Durant winning with James Harden and Kyrie Irving. Like, yeah, you're supposed to. Look at the talent on the team, dog. You're supposed to.
Westbrook?
I said if the Brooklyn team worked out.
Oh, Brooklyn. Okay, yeah.
But so, right? So when you look at... But that's what I'm saying. When you have these situations where I don't even remember the teams you was on, when there were great players as your teammates. Mm-hmm. Like, you somehow, if you about winning and greatness, you figure out how to make that work, right? And it's not a pouting situation. It's not being upset. I'm trying to get out of there.
They're doing it in the Clippers. They figuring it out.
You see what I'm saying?
That's with Westbrook. Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Harden. What's his name? Harden.
Kawhi. Paul George.
Paul George. They're making it work out there.
That's my point. That's my point is if you want to win and you want to be there, you're going to figure out your spot. Harden looked like shit the first week or so he was there. But look what they look like.
Figure it out.
Right? You don't run away. You don't.
I want to be here. No, I'm home.
But that's what I'm saying is you don't run away from the situation. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's uncomfortable, because shit didn't work out to your liking.
And that's what Kevin Durant's going to do every single time. We know what it is. And if it doesn't work out in Phoenix, this might...
He gonna run away.
Even this plot might not be his last spot.
He gonna run away.
How many years has he been in the league? 15?
Damn, is it that long?
It's been a long time.
I couldn't tell you. But sounds about right. But that's what I'm saying is we don't say LeBron ran away because he chose where he was going and told you he was doing it.
And we built this team for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I won again.
Right.
And now, like I said, he about to be 57 years old, and this nigga's still playing. He about to get another championship. But shit, he can run it up. He can try.
Niggas, fucked up.
If you had somebody better than fucking AD as a second dude.
Yeah, they'd be in a better position.
Somebody I could just rely on a little bit more.
Yeah. Nah, you brought up Steph Curry, and it's like, I don't think, my point was, when you elevate the people like you brought up Wiggins, when you can win with you being the only dude there off of your effort, we seen how he was going crazy, bro. We seen what he was putting his effort forth on the court.
Yeah, we shouldn't have, the next year, we shouldn't have beat the Kings.
Right.
Just the next year.
And it was just an effort, bro. It was the want to. If we don't see that in you, dog, or we see that you shrink in those situations, why would we consider you great?
Yeah, nah, I'm sorry, Kevin. You cool, though. You know?
You a favorite player.
You somebody's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to inspire the next great one. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you weren't a great
amazing
thing for mm-hmm. the NBA and for everybody.
And for basketball.
But you don't have to be the greatest of all time. You're not. You just not.
Too many deficiencies.
Like we don't, like, once again, we don't give that to Kobe, and we should.
Mm-hmm.
He was the best I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron is not the best I ever saw. Kobe was. So, you know, we don't say that enough. Well, but I'm definitely not going to say it about you, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You don't even pop up into my head. Shaq does.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you. Like, I hear
when
you.
When I really think about the ones that pop up in my head, Shaq does. Steph,
mm-hmm.
LeBron, and Kobe. Those are the ones that after, you know,
Jordan were dope as fuck to me. And Tim Duncan should be in that conversation. We always say Tim Duncan should be in that conversation.
But we're not giving it to him.
We don't even give that to him, bro. And he was better than you.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, Tim Duncan, we love you too, but
nah. So one more time when I say he was better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Just put yourself against him when you talk about yourself being the greatest of all time. Am I better than Tim Duncan?
Yep.
Hey, facts.
Facts.
If you're not better than Tim Duncan, nobody's going to talk about me. I should be better than Tim Duncan.
Absolutely. You know what? That is a great measure. That right there is a great measure. Now, should we continue?
Hmm.
I don't know. We're going to switch gears and go to, I don't know. I can't read it. Oh, the A's coming to sack.
Because I was like, where are we going with this? I don't remember what that was at the top. And then I just read the Ryan Rollins thing. But anyway, A's to sack. Wouldn't that be great?
Maybe.
Come on, man. Sacramento people, I just don't understand. Y'all have this thing where it's like trauma has happened in your life.
Well, it's not trauma. We've talked about it on the other show, too, as far as the stadium thing is concerned. Because it's like this. They going to temporarily, quote-unquote, play at the Rivercast Stadium if it goes through, right? But since that stadium has been built, they've always said it was slightly too small. So they'd have to build it out to make it better, right? To get to accommodate. All right, cool. Who paying for that? Not the notoriously cheap A's who are punking the Nevada City Council into paying for their shit.
Even if it's the city, wait, you got your stadium down there in the downtown area, right? You're going to have a baseball team coming to your area, right? And you have that soccer team that does well in your area.
I'm saying, there's no need for it. Who gives a fuck about baseball? You don't even care about baseball.
It would love to go to the games.
It nobody gives a fuck. Like, it doesn't. For me personally, having a professional team in your city does nothing for your city. Period. Nothing gets improved except for wherever they are. Whatever they're around gets improved. Everything else, bro, we take the funds from it. They just said the Bills got an $800 million something for their stadium from the state. The state just cut $800 million from the family funding in the state budget.
Well, like you, that attacked everything I could have said. That's not okay.
Right? But that's been my argument the whole time. It's like, I really don't give a fuck about sports like that. It's like, cool, if you got a stadium, cool, but who's paying for it?
So dog? Yeah, when the things that matter are getting cut for the, you know, the cool, fun game.
Oh, because people like want to go to the games. Because it's fun to watch them, but it's but you know, as much as we
don't,
like to
don't say it,
as much as we like to, you know, as I much just, as
that just like they can rewind it back and be like, I love going to the game.
Yo, they could love going to the game. Bro, I went to, where was I at? I was in San Diego. I went by where they got their baseball stadium at. Baseball stadium looked nice. You know what's right around the corner? Skid Row. Damn, city, county, wonder where all the money went. It's a real nice stadium, though, that they use 100 times a year. How many days are there in a year?
Yo, and that they got Skid Row right there. Don't care. We've never seen
in the shadow of the stadium, my guy.
We literally have never seen it like that either. They've never shown
in
that.
The shadow of the. You know how they got them high, like if you ever see the videos from there, they got high rise hotels and apartments right around the stadium, right? Around the back.
They have never shown that.
Of course. But you know, they got a real nice stadium in here. It's real awesome. It's real great. You know, all that public funding for this. This is our stadium. This is the city stadium that again they use 100 days a year. That they keep pristine.
You be killing me, dog.
Hey, man.
I mean, you're right, though.
This is why
I'm not saying you ain't right. But damn.
Well, because nobody talks about it like that.
And it needs to be talked about.
Everybody
that's
says
not
it.
Okay.
Everybody says everything that you say. or you have that you have said. And it's like, yo, that's cool. I would love to go to the games too, but when you allocating the funds and it's going to this fucking stadium, wait, that generates money. And hold on. The stadium generates money, right? So it can pay for itself because everything high priced in that bitch. Where does that money go? To the owner of the team, to the league. It's not going back to the stadium.
Yeah, it will be lucky if we get like a Stephen Curry type of star who will actually put back into the community. We'll be lucky to get a star who's willing to put back in the
team. You see what I'm saying?
Not the team.
Not the team. Not paying back the...
If they do a team thing, it'll be like a little fundraiser drive.
They'll paint the basketball court.
No, not even that.
They got them. Because they got the new stadium. They got the community outreach and all the basketball courts is purple and black, right?
Like we got 2 days and a week to show them how to do some stuff, run some drills. That's what it is.
Again.
Right? And we'll sign some stuff maybe.
Again, the public spends hundreds of million dollars on these stadiums that get used half of the year maybe.
You hurt me, man.
I'm just saying that.
I always try to be positive, you know?
I'm saying that. What is, like, I'm because
devil on the left shoulder, angel on the post.
My whole point is always, what does this actually do other than it's conversation when you don't have nothing to talk about? Yeah. Right? Cool. We're going to talk about sports. That's great. Right.
But when it really matters, when it really comes down to things, they not pitching in.
No, it's just a team. The players don't live here. They rent here. They live in a hotel. They not from here.
People like Ryan Rollins. They might live here. Probably renting. Like you said, I don't know how much of his money he has access to, which would make him want to steal basic items from a Target.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And put a Target on my back.
Yeah.
I don't have access to this. We don't know.
Yo, and it's one of those things where we don't know a situation. He might have a problem or whatever. But it's like, no, you only in that position out of need. You don't for fun steal household items,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you just don't. Like nobody does that for fun. You got some deodorant, my guy? No, you needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's what it is. So whatever situation got you there, we need to talk about that instead of you being caught stealing. Because I promise you there's a serious situation back there that nobody is saying anything about.
And we not going to get that story.
Nah, bro, we just want to laugh at him.
Yeah, nah, it's that's not funny. Because, once again, we don't know how much access he has to the money he's supposed to make. He mm-hmm. doesn't even make it to the court. I've never seen him play. My team drafted him. He was a Warrior, and we traded him away with the Jordan Poole
package. Mm-hmm.
He's just there.
So you don't know, bro. If you don't know, players' contracts are always weird anyway, right? We see the millions of dollars and things, but they get taxed everywhere. If you're not on top of your taxes and shit, your check be fucked up.
Yeah.
Like anybody's.
Yes.
So if you a kid and you either not managing your shit or somebody's supposed to be managing it for you and shit get fucked up, where you end up?
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with him, but we're going to say, instead of, trying to pop jokes on him, we're going to say, hey, prayers to you, and hopefully
absolutely.
It looks up from here on. Hopefully, I actually get to see the kid on the court.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like the opportunity is there enough, you know, so.
The system will chew you up and spit you out, and nobody ever talks about players like him. You got drafted. And you got packaged with a trade, and we didn't really want you. They just added you to the thing, so
you just out here now.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? It's like he's in the Moses Moody position, but you're not on a team where the fans are looking at you and saying we should be playing him.
Nobody's looking at you because we don't know who you are. We don't even know how you got here.
Nah,
you just showed up one day.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Like. As a fan, that's what it looked like.
But he's in the same exact position where it's like I'm just buried on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even knows my skills.
Yeah.
Like, I could be great.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there. So, again, prayers to breath.
Yeah.
Hope we get it together. The top one, the last thing we're going to talk about is Erica Alexander, I think that's her name, Max from Living Single, was on The Breakfast Club talking about how hard it is to get, how they black actors and entertainers are treated in the industry. Mm-hmm. And really, it was more like they don't treat stars as stars. You're just casting. And it's basically next man up. Like, we go, if they don't want to do it, bro, we can get somebody else. Like, there's another, there's pretty much enough of you that want this role. Yeah. Right. So, and I see, I feel like that's
who's playing this role doesn't matter.
Right. Nah.
They're literally treating Jonathan Majors. They're treating that King role the exact same way.
Absolutely.
It doesn't even matter. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But no, because I just read this again today. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even matter who they get. They just know we have a couple of options. Mm-hmm. We're going to go with somebody. We're definitely keeping Kang the character in.
Yeah.
But we'll replace him. No, easy.
Yeah.
You know, we were already planning on that.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not a problem. We can just, we can put another black dude in the Kang suit and it's him.
We always have that plan.
Mm-hmm. We always got our three people. So if you fuck up, bro, next man up. We got them in the wings for a reason.
It's like that for anything. But we definitely got it for you.
Yeah,
definitely.
But I mean,
she said it in a way that puts it in perspective.
Yeah, I encourage people to go watch her interview. It is interesting because I feel like I hear this a lot about the opportunities that black people get and things like that, and then it's like, okay, so why do you keep going? Like, we always talk, why do you go to places you're not welcome? Why, be like, it's like, oh, well, this is my profession. It's like, so you understand what you're getting into as a black person. Because mm-hmm. that's what we all have to do going into any job.
Pretty much.
Like, it's never been fair. It's never going to be fair.
But like, when you show up to work. This is why nobody listens to you when you're crying like Monique. Like, you out there crying, out there telling people this mm-hmm. is unfair. And it's like, you might be right, but we always knew it was unfair. Bruh, knew it was unfair.
It's unfair to everybody from day one. Now, mm-hmm. if somebody rips you off, that sucks. But you got to be on them. Like, what could, as the people that have to do this every day, go into unfair situations and get treated like we don't know our fucking job when they rely on us. Right? But it's unfair because you're not getting paid as the actress you should be. Why? You got the money, pay for your own movie. Oh, you don't? Okay, cool. But this is the situation, right? This if you got to go there to get it, you got to understand what comes with it.
When you're willing to bet on yourself, people always big ups you for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
then don't support you. People hate Tyler Perry. And I feel like however you feel about the bruh, you got to respect the hustle.
Yeah, he kept going.
I remember the DVD tapes. I remember the DVDs. Like, that was a thing. Mm-hmm. To go from all I've ever seen was bootlegs of your DVD.
We had hell of
them. To a studio.
Yeah, we had hell of
them. You see what I'm saying? Like, you wasn't getting the money from the video that I was buying.
Nah. Like, it was just out there.
Like, right.
It was just like, you know, selling mixtapes.
But that's what I'm saying is it's like, it's one of those things that's the reality for anybody of a darker skin in the workplace.
That's also what we said about Kevin Hart, because I remember saying that I remember seeing him mm-hmm. and just a bunch of shit.
But again, with a Kevin Hart, it's like he does what they want him to.
He did as many roles as he was offered.
But he kept himself
lined up.
But that's what I'm saying is when you put him in the context of this conversation, when you put him and Cat Williams together, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, Cat Williams is having principles of saying what I'm not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart's like, all right, bro, let's go. So even regardless of how it looks on paper, regardless of how demeaning it may feel.
How you might frame the story around it.
Bro, he said, I'm going for the paycheck. I'm going for my career. If you have a principle, you can't have principles in this business. That's basically what it is. You can't stand on, if you care about the money and you care about the fame and all of those things that come with it, all of the awards and shit, you can't have principles and say what you're not going to do.
That's that. Have your, what is it? I don't know the term.
Have your cake and eat it too? No.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be said. But it doesn't matter. Mm. The point is, you can't do that. And yeah. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah. No, because it's like, not that simple. Fairness is a principle, right?
Fairness ain't real.
But fairness is a principle. So if you're one, if you're going into situations wanting things to be fair, they all right, bro.
See, I keep shaking my head every time you even say the word.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what people are looking for, yeah. Right? And it's like the reality is, it's never gonna be that way.
It doesn't just work out like that
because it can't be fair because bias exists, mm-hmm. Right? Even if the bias is, bro, I'm gonna hire my nephew over I hire a stranger.
And we know as Black people that there's a bias against you in general. Just like we were looking at the Smallville thing, mm-hmm. Where it's like They don't even have a dude that's gonna line you upright, like you said. Mm-hmm. It's like you just in this role,
you just here. You know what I mean, we gonna get the super cuts. That's the only hair person we got. We're not bringing in a special hair person for you.
We can say it in so many different examples, but it comes back to the fact that you don't really matter. Mm-hmm. You're replaceable. You're just a casting. So
with that,
you know that doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good at all.
I mean, it doesn't, but...
That's how they tried to treat my boy from the Ravens. They tried to treat him like he was just some other guy.
Yeah.
But he's not just some other guy.
But that's what I'm saying is that, do you care? My point would be, do you care of how they view you? Because if they view you as just casting, me personally, I don't go places I'm not welcome. I don't go places that I don't think can it at a certain point see me for what I'm really worth, right? All right, bro, I'm gonna go here to get what I need, and I'm dip.
And that's about it.
Like, it's not gonna be, I'm never gonna worry about, oh, they don't value me. They need to do, they need to do more to value, no, they don't. Hey,
you put me where you put me. I've been in those places where I know they don't value you, mm-hmm. Or they looking at you like you ain't, you know, good enough. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna be around there, so... I think it's just a different type of mindset to even want to be around those type of people.
Right.
It takes a different type of person. Mm-hmm. So it's like whatever type of principles are driving you to do this, more power to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Dak and just being in that position, especially as the Dallas quarterback, mm-hmm. More power to you because that's not easy.
No, it's not. It'll weigh on you and it's terrible. Yeah. But it's one of the, but again, if this is the reality of the situation, at what point do you say, all right, bro, why am I here?
Yeah, this isn't even good enough. This isn't good for me.
You see what I'm like? Yeah. That's where I'm coming from, where I'm like, if this happens to everybody in Hollywood that looks like us, why do y'all continue to work with these people? When they come asking you to do shit, oh, it's because somebody will take your spot, right? So you continue to work, and because they're telling you the truth.
This reminds me of 50 Cent. Hmm. It's like, hey, come work with me. You know what? One more time for that guy. Just want to clap it up for him. Mm. Come work with us, and we will find a way to put you on. I wonder what she's going to pop up in. Taraji, just thinking about her. She was one of these people who came out and was upset the way that she's being treated. He's like, you know what? We're going to figure it out.
We'll see, but it could be a deeper, darker dog, and it could have a different, there could be a different purpose behind it. I don't, the way that whole thing played out, even though, like, it's one of those, like, why do we know this now?
Well,
like, look, and I'm saying that because that movie was made a while ago and got pushed back.
You talking about The Color Purple?
Yeah. So all the things that she had been through ain't new, right? Mm-hmm. But so now when you promoting this movie, now you want to talk about it.
I think she just knew this was her time to say something. She was going to make sure she did.
Yeah, no, and
like, it's going to get pushed. Like, it could have gotten pushed back even longer. You know what I mean?
No, I mean,
or it could have never came out.
But so that's like,
what I need to say something.
But we hear so much bullshit about what's going on the scenes, or behind the scenes on everything. Anytime there's a dust up on somebody's set, nigga, there's an Instagram post body. Anytime. So this time, so everything was quiet around this whole movie production until she spilled the beans on the rollout. I don't like it. And I don't like it because it feels like it's orchestrated other than somebody actually speaking their truth. But if you don't have a dressing room for this multi-million-dollar movie, that should be front page news and Variety. Steven Spielberg attached to this bitch. Oprah attached to this bitch. I ain't got no dressing room. Hey, get me a fucking dressing room. But nah, I'm gonna keep that quiet and we're gonna do our best to make this movie. And put our best effort forward.
Because we need to get this out so everybody can get paid.
To see the... Wait, wait. Reality. Again, to see The Color Purple again.
Again, yeah.
So none of this makes sense. None of it.
But you did it, though.
None of it makes sense.
But you did it, though.
So, you see what that... This is where I'm coming from.
Once again, can't with you. All right? I'll be trying to be positive and come out here with
not like... It's an example, but it's... I'm nuanced. I look at all the situations individually. I never group them together because they don't go together. We put them together because it's black women talking about pay equality in Hollywood.
In Hollywood,
right?
And, but we know that it's a problem.
Yeah, but when you know it's a problem, it's also PR knows it's a problem and knows what gets the wheel spinning, right? So it's like, again,
this is enough to make us pay attention to the fact that this movie's coming out in the first place.
Because we not
go out and support this movie.
She's crying in her interviews.
So one more time, like I said, good ups to 50. Like I said, we're going to keep this rolling. You're going to come over here. We're going to bring you in some shit. We're going to make sure we're going to keep you moving, keep you paid.
She keeps saying, she's saying this in all the interviews because I keep seeing them in different ones. And it's like, oh, okay. I guess that's how you get paid.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta come out there and say something.
Or not.
You gotta be like Trump. Get the ball moving. What is it? What's that clip?
But bro, but she just told
from the movie,
you. But check
controversy
it
controversy or something. But gets the people going.
As you just as you say that, she just said that they look at you as casting. So
she trying to.
So if they telling you over here that they look at you as casting, and you over here talking about they not paying me what I'm worth, what do you think gonna happen? We gonna keep paying you, period. Or
we gonna cast you in something
else? We got a million other women.
Nah, we'll cast you. Nah, we'll cast you.
We gonna see.
We'll cast you in something. Like I said, 50 threw her bone. He said one more time.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like I keep, you keep saying that.
And no, I'm making light of it, but I shouldn't be.
Well, no, like you're right. 50, because 50 Cent seems genuine in what he really trying to do. But like in my head, because it's a deeper, darker. Him being genuine is like, hey, bro, cool, but we're not fucking with you because I'm trying to do this. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, so even if you, whatever you're trying to do, if it work out or not,
it don't really matter. It don't matter.
You see what I'm saying?
We'll put you on. That's why I keep saying it. Because we're going, you know, we'll fuck with you. We got you. You know, you out here crying out here on the out like you need help. Like you need, you know, somebody's hand. That's what he did. That's literally what he did.
She crying because they not giving her the contract she want.
Same as Monique.
And they going to tell her like they told Monique.
Get what you get.
And it's, I'm not trying, like, I feel like anybody that checked is going to be like, he hate black women, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nah, bro.
He hate this everything. Is,
yes. It's a trash system.
I've been trying. And then you always remind me, hey, man, why are you upset about what you know is not going to work out? That don't make sense. That doesn't make sense to get upset. You know how it is. You've learned it. We've listened to Paul Mooney for I don't know how long, right?
For my lifetime, dog.
How are you going to go back and then make it seem like you didn't know how they were going to treat you?
That's where I'm at.
You know how they're gonna treat you, dude. Oh, are you willing to deal with it or not?
It's not fair.
Are you willing to deal with
it's
it or not?
It's not fair.
This is why Kevin Hart, you know, is the way he is and the way he speaks about it. It's like, dude, you know what it is, and I'm in this position because,
hey, bro, because
I kept working
because I come to work.
I kept working.
That's it. That's really what it is. Yeah. It sucks. I'm not saying it doesn't. I made myself sad.
Yeah, man, but you know, there is a reality to it, and we don't have to go there,
right? I mean, we're in the day and age we live in, bro. Direct to consumer is easier than it's ever been,
yeah, dude. You don't have to go there.
So, if you have the know how, you can get it done if you want to, and people will get to it, bro. There's no way to stop that. Like,
if you want to direct and be in a movie and put it out yourself.
Bro, but again, like I said when we were talking about it before, people don't want to put their own money up. because once the money is spent, it's gone. Right? It's a hope to recoup.
But your money's spent. Check this. The difference with this is it's just like giving out mixtapes for an album, except there's so much more production going into it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know if this is gonna land.
Absolutely.
Not, right?
No, you don't.
I need to put this out so y'all know I'm doing dope shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have to put this in front of you, and I'm just not gonna take that risk until I know that I got some people behind me.
That's it.
It's gonna, you know,
that's gonna promote
take
it.
This, no, just gonna take this fall if it don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not gonna help me take this fall.
And but
if I go broke, bro, that's the last time you're gonna see me.
But and I feel like that's the name of the game, bro. If you're not willing to go broke for this shit, then you have to deal with the system that treats you that way.
True.
Period. If you care about the art that much and you got your shit, put your money where your mouth is. Period. And if they come calling being like, hey, we could do this, we could do that. All right, but that's after. So I need my money back first. Then we'll see what's up. Right? But if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to sacrifice like that, then you got to take what the system gives you.
You know what? It would be pretty huge if we started seeing actors going to the YouTube thing and actually doing their own thing and just seeing how it works out
for them. I feel like they, like it for me, I think it's they think that's beneath them.
It is in your mind.
No, it's like it can't be when all people do is watch a TV. If you come on the TV, you own TV.
That's not considered TV anymore. When we was watching from direct to cable and all that.
No, I'm saying.
That's what they were getting. But that's where you're getting paid from. So when we switch up the game. This is why I say it's just like doing the mixtapes where it's like, as now an independent artist.
What's his name?
You know what I mean? I got to really put my money where my mouth is. Yeah, and all of this absolutely. Work that I got to put mm-hmm. in and hope that it pays off.
Mm-hmm.
But before I was signed to that label and my records would have went gold.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. And I'm straight to direct iTunes, and I'm just getting paid off these one songs, and this ain't. But then, 15 years later, this is the only way to do it, and this is the best way to do it. You gotta believe in yourself. Believe in yourself.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
To shine.
You got like that's and the I only. Say, well, you have
you
to
join in on that song. That was
I don't know the words. You have to work outside of the system, because there's never gonna be fair to you. There's nothing, the numbers say, I don't have to be fair to you. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta
make it work for yourself.
That's all it comes down to. The people in these businesses and these offices looking at the numbers, they don't care nothing about anything else but the numbers. The numbers say, I can replace Jonathan Majors with another square jaw black dude, and I might go up. If his chest is better, I might go up.
Find someone that's taller this time.
You see?
You know what? Instead of getting one with nappy hair, we'll get a bald one.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying.
And that's literally how they're talking about you.
That's what I'm saying. So if they
look at Terry Crews.
If Terry Crews popped out as Kang, bro, would you be mad?
Yes and no.
See?
See?
Because this is how it was. When they replaced War Machine with Terrence Howard and Don Cheadle. Not the same nigga.
Nowhere near.
Not even close.
Nowhere near.
But were you mad? Were you mad?
I mean, kind of.
You know you were not. You were okay with it. You pinpointed it and said, that was fucked up.
Yeah. Yo, but watch Iron Man anyway.
You moved across that shit smooth as that, right? You treated him like he was just another cast. Just like we did.
I hate you. Because you're right.
That's the game.
Fuck, bro. I hate being right. I'm right, and you gave an example. It's like, goddamn.
But this is why I hate talking to you. I can't refute shit that I know is true. That's just not my personality. You know what I mean? And it's like, I be trying to be positive, and then you shoot it down with... And it's like, oh, well.
I think it's... You brought up the perfect example.
Because it happens a lot, you know? That was just one of the popular ones that you remembered. And most people can pinpoint and say, he's right. I didn't care. He was in that. He was a great actor. We know him from The Hustle and Flow. Whoop that shit. We love him. You know? Even that Crash movie, we know him.
Right, we know him.
We know him.
He was the movie. Really, he was right because he was the successful movie star. Robert.
And that should have been me.
And Robert Downey was coming out of rehab.
Nigga, that should have been me getting paid like that. I'm the actor with all the accolades, bro. I'm the one.
I got the man.
Well, we wasn't going to see you, bro. We was going to see Iron Man.
Right.
You just the nigga in the role. Literally. That's fucked up. I don't like saying that out loud.
Sometimes
we say things. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good when you receive it.
Right.
But it is.
But that's how they treat you, dog. That was kind of the point of this whole ending conversation.
It hurts, man. Ouch.
But that's why you got to do your own shit.
Yeah, you got to be your own man. DeJounte Murray. Be your own man. Stand on your own shit.
Facts.
Motherfucking Denzel Washington. You know what I'm saying? To be your own man. Do your own shit. And take your hands off.
Stop putting your hand like that.
Do what you need to do. Stand on your principles as a man,
bruh.
Right?
Oh my god.
I hope he comes to the Warriors, bro. I hope they trade for him more than anybody.
Bruh, you want everybody to come to the Warriors.
Okay, so I do have some. I don't know if we have time for this, but I do have ideas for my team to like.
We don't have time for this.
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts on anything we've talked about today?
My Niners, this is our year. Support Black all the time.
I don't know about that.
No, support it everywhere all the time, even when it's stupid and fucked up. Keep supporting.
I'm not. I will not.
I couldn't even get that all the way out.
Hell nah. No. Nah, bro.
I hate that shit too. It get on my nerves. It's like, we don't have no standard. We can't have no standard.
Some standard.
But it's, it's Black excellence, right?
No, it's not.
Every time?
No, it's not.
Every time.
Hey, bro, you don't have to be ignorant. That's it. Right. Like, you know what? Right. Like, we have fun on here, but we try to, like, give.
Hey, there's a lot of intelligence on this
we
show.
We're not extra ignorant for no reason.
Honestly, I'm the one who be doing stupid shit, and you be, like, giving a lot of great points.
Nah, but, like, dude, like, you know them cats that do the damn near the minstrel shows on the Instagrams and the TikToks that just be doing, like, I eat chicken. Like, come on, bro. Like, why would you do that? Like, that's not funny.
I eat a lot of chicken, too. But you know what I eat more than chicken now? Eggs. I eat a lot of eggs.
So you still eat chicken?
But no, I'm eating a lot of eggs. It's like six eggs.
You're not eating alligator eggs, nigga.
Six eggs.
Dude. You're not eating alligator eggs. You're not eating ostrich eggs.
Should I be?
You're not eating lizard eggs, bro. You're eating chicken eggs. So you know you still eating chicken.
I'm okay with that, though. I'm okay with that. You know how they talk about us eating watermelon and shit? And it's like, but watermelon's one of the best.
Watermelon's like, delicious.
It's not just delicious. It's one of the best fruits to constantly have.
Do you know where that stereotype comes from?
I think I've heard about it, yes.
Hey, it's the same way they, you know, cats sell empanadas and things like that, or they sell fruit on the side of the road. It's the same way that was the only thing we could, like, sell. So we always had watermelons because we could sell those and get the money from them.
But watermelons are essential to living.
Right, people love them. They just think we belong. They associate us with watermelons because they wouldn't allow us to sell nothing else but watermelons.
I'm okay with watermelons. That's all I'm saying. Because they're good for you. If you want to be hydrated and it's
I hate that you're giving us the nutritional facts.
Because it's good.
Everybody knows that.
Do they though?
Yes. Who doesn't?
People, okay, so look, you know how you can tell somebody, hey, you shouldn't have too much sugar, and they're like, yeah, right. And then it's like, well, I can't eat these oranges because that's too much sugar for me. And it's like, but it's just fruit.
I mean, well, it is sugar.
But look, in moderation, everything is good for you.
You ain't never done cocaine.
Ha ha!
So
in moderation. You have a good time.
I'm just saying though. If you in moderation, if you take a couple bumps, right? You have
you're
a
good.
Great time.
You good.
But if you spin out, which you can pretty quickly, start taking some really long lines and be like, I can handle it. And then you it's fuck
way
up.
Too much. Way too much.
Fuck up. Mm-hmm. Just that quick. All right. So you could have a good couple servings of some grapes, or you could eat a whole bag because you like grapes and really fuck up. So
I'd eat the whole bag.
But this is where it is. Everything's good in moderation.
I guess.
I'm so done. I'm so done. I'm just.
Eggs are good
for you. Mm-hmm. All right. Eggs are good for you.
Can we just call
watermelons
them, can
good
we just
for
call
you?
Them liquid chickens?
Waters. Watermelon is good for you.
Putting some salt in your water, like some Himalayan salt in your water a little bit, is good for you.
And in your liquid chicken.
Yes. Eating chicken is good for you.
Hold on, nah.
Eating fat.
What's another
off
word?
The meat is good for you, because people say that's not good for you. It's good for you, bro.
What's natural another eggs. Word? What is how you like your eggs?
So what I've been doing is
just eating them raw, liquid chicken,
frying them up. Because I'm eating like six of them. I'm frying three at a time with the vegetables. So I like.
So you got like
I saute the vegetables.
Oh, you got a vegetable scramble?
Yeah, well, I don't scramble it, but yeah.
Oh, it's just a fried egg with vegetables. It's like
like a big ass. It's like egg foo young. You know, it's like a big ass, and it just tastes better that way.
So you
eat? I eat it with a soy sauce mixture.
You eating liquid chicken pancakes?
Liquid chicken pancakes. He's not wrong.
I mean, you're not wrong. And if you were that person, you could put fucking maple syrup on it, and it would taste good. I don't eat my eggs with syrup, but there are people in the world that do that, and I'm eating enough eggs for you to do that, and it would be good. It would be great.
All right, bro. I ain't got nothing else.
All I'm saying.
I'm Eludo.
Try to be the wonder.
Hope you watch this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. Check out Old News, also on Rock the Crowd TV. Yo, get your merch at thestraightdopestore.com.
Check out my page everywhere at Trey Be The Wonder, just because.
And
just connect with me. Come talk to me as if you were a real person.
I really want to.
Because I don't want to connect with these bots.
I really want to.
Can we turn that into a, I don't want to talk to these bots.
Now,
these
you know what,
bots really fun.
You know what's been really cool? Is I've seen people online and then met them in person.
Wow.
And then it's been like,
nobody looks as good as they do online.
I figured out how to do that.
Sometimes
shit
they look better.
No, but you
like, yo, you like, know how to, like, not like,
you just gotta get in the right lighting.
No, it's one of those things.
Remember how we talked about
you right about the lighting, but it's one of those things where it's like, I've never seen somebody look better in person.
You haven't?
Nah.
Really?
Usually online.
A lot of people can't get the right angle in the picture.
Usually the people got somebody else taking the pictures.
There's enough people to take pictures of themselves. They figure that shit out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why people's camera rolls be 900 selfies, nah.
That's all I do. I do is take pictures of myself and post it because I want people to look at me.
No, you don't. Because if I came and stared at you, you'd be mad. All right, dog, we gotta go.
I was about to say, like, that's not me. I wish it was me. I'd probably get somewhere.
You need hella headshots.
Hella headshots.
Do that all the time, bro. Right?
Do a headshot a day, but a different angle.
It'd be like one of those extra cast black people.
You gonna practice your modeling?
No, seriously, I can do it. I can extra cast them.
See.
I got a face note for you.
Oh,
I love
shit.
My smile, man.